Hey, welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast. Whether you're a new listener or a regular, I just wanted to say I'm thrilled to have you here with us today. I am your host, Christian Confidence Coach Courtney Berry, and I want you to know that this is a space where faith, confidence, marketing, and sales converge, offering you the tools you need to thrive in your entrepreneurial calling. If God has called you to be an entrepreneur and you're craving the confidence to pursue your business journey, you are in the right place. Today, we're going to be discussing the empowering theme of embracing confidence amidst that self-doubt. And in the episode, we're going to be exploring effective strategies to navigate those challenging waves of self-doubt and rise above with unwavering confidence in yourself and your abilities to succeed. So buckle up, you guys. This is an inspiring episode that will empower you to silence those echoes of self-doubt within yourself and step boldly into that future where your confidence prevails. All right, let's pray, you guys. Lord Heavenly Father, in this sacred moment, we come before you with open hearts, acknowledging the challenges of navigating a world where self-doubt often seeks to overshadow our confidence. Lord, we recognize that true confidence stems from embracing the identity you have bestowed upon us and the purpose for which you have called to us. As we delve into the theme of embracing confidence amid self-doubt within this episode, Lord, we seek your presence to guide our words and our thoughts as we listen to the episode. Your word reminds us in Psalms 139:14 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We draw strength from the assurance that you have crafted us with intention and purpose. We confess, Lord, that self-doubt can be a formidable adversary, yet in these moments we turn to you as our refuge and strength. Fill us with certainty that comes from knowing we are loved, knowing we are accepted, and knowing that we are equipped by your grace, Lord. Father, please grant us the wisdom to discern the lies of the enemy and the courage to replace them with the truths found within your word. Your promises, Lord, are a shield around us, and in Proverbs 3:26, we are reminded that you are our confidence and will keep our foot from being snared. May this episode be a source of encouragement and empowerment for those grappling with self-doubt, Lord. Let it serve as a reminder to them that true confidence is found in surrendering to your plan and trusting in your unwavering love for us. As we journey through the complexities of life, help us to embrace the confidence that comes from being children of a Most High God. May your light shine through us, dispelling the darkness of doubt, and may our lives be a testimony to the transformative power of confidence rooted in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, our ultimate source of confidence, we pray. Amen. Hey, you guys. All right, so we're going to jump right in because I'm recording very late at night and I want to go to bed, in all honesty. But I wanted to get this episode out to you guys because I'm trying my darndest to be consistent because I love you guys so much. And I know how much this podcast means to you guys. And I'm constantly being, not overwhelmed, because that's not the right word, but so many people have emailed me that this podcast has changed their life and they're so grateful. And who am I to stop recording just because I'm tired? So I'm going to get this episode out to you guys. But today we are talking about self-doubt and how it can manifest in different ways. And there's so many different ways that it can manifest in your life, you guys. It can manifest through your thoughts. It can manifest through your emotions, your behaviors, and just even honestly your overall well-being. So some of the common manifestation, the way that it manifests within your life, or not even within your life, but in your business as well, because I mean, this is a business podcast. So let's be real here. It can manifest with some negative self-talk. I won't dive into that because you know what negative self-talk is. If I have to explain that, I think you need to find another podcast. Just kidding. I love you guys. But negative self-talk, it can manifest in perfectionism, comparison to others, imposter syndrome, fear of failure, can be, you know, even overanalyzing things, second guessing yourself, whether you made the right decision, having that, I can't even think of the word, but when you're like, you overthink things and it stops you from making that decision. Indecision, there we go. That's the word I'm looking for. And it just creates that barrier to take those actions that God wants you to take. Avoiding challenges might be another one. This can lead to missed opportunities for growth and personal development because you're too scared to go through those challenges. You're just wanting to avoid those challenges and just have it easy, right? Like, wouldn't it be amazing if your life and your business was just literally just handed to you on a platter? I mean, it wouldn't be nice because then we wouldn't learn and grow, right? But wouldn't it be nice? I mean, let's be real. It'd be nice. Anyways, another ways that can manifest is, self-sabotage, isolating yourself. Again, difficulty making the, like, there's so many different ways that self-doubt can manifest in your life and in your business. And it's really important to develop that awareness and start learning those strategies that help you with building that confidence to overcome those challenges and foster a more positive mindset towards those things. So that's just some of the things that just off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure there's tons more because self-doubt can manifest in so many different ways in your life and your business, which is why it's so important that you tackle it head on and you straight up tell self-doubt, which I mean, let's be honest, is probably the enemy trying to crush you down because you're about to do something crazy good with your life and he don't want that. He don't want that. So I want you to just acknowledge that all of us have self-doubts, even those high up in the status, we all have our own self-doubt. It's just we've all developed different tools and strategies and we've become better at acknowledging it faster. So when it comes to terms of success and achievements and like appearance, that feeling of inadequacy of that competitive mindset, that unhealthy, I don't know where I was going at that. I'm gonna take a step back here. I feel like that was going off on a train in a tangent that I don't feel led to talk about tonight. So we're gonna take a step back here. I'm just gonna take a sip of my water here. Let's go back. Let's go back here. Let's talk about that decision-making paralysis because, I mean, my previous episode, I talked about how I doubted myself with starting this podcast. God wanted me to make this podcast in 2017, and I full on was like, no, there's no way I can do it. I had that fear. Not only did I have that fear of failure, I had that disbelief in myself that I was capable of doing it. I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't know anything about starting a podcast. I had no idea how to start. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I did know in 2019, I think is when I started this. I feel like it was later, but I did know when I started this podcast that it was going to be successful no matter what because God called me to this podcast and He kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. He was throwing courses on how to do a podcast in my face. He was having people messaging me saying, hey, you should start a podcast. Like, there's so many different ways it manifested in my life that divine guidance was like, you need to do a podcast. But I was so afraid to make that decision to press play and record, not press play, but to hit record and start that first episode because I had that indecision. I was so afraid of failing. And persistent self-doubt often manifests as fear of failure. Entrepreneurs who doubt their abilities are going to avoid pursuing those new opportunities or ventures, even if they feel like God has put it upon their path. If they have that strong fear of failure and they lack that confidence and they don't have that unwavering confidence in their capabilities, they're going to limit their potential for growth and success. Entrepreneurs, they may second guess themselves and fear making those mistakes and become hesitant in taking those calculated risks. But when you have that strong faith in yourself and knowing that God has given you that strength and Philippians 4:13, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. God has given you the strength and the confidence to pursue that endeavor. So pause and think about it and ask yourself, why do I feel like I cannot pursue this? Why do I feel like I don't have the capabilities within myself? Why do I feel like I'm setting these unrealistic high standards and that constant need to achieve that perfect. I hate that word. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it, you guys. Perfectionists often fear making mistakes and they're going to procrastinate out of fear of not meeting their own standards. And I mean, who's setting those standards? Who sets them? You do. So why set those high standards for yourself that are completely unrealistic when God is saying you are perfect, you are wonderfully made, I created you for this specific task, for this specific business, for this ideal client. I created you with this divine purpose. Why are you setting those unrealistic standards for yourself when God has already said, you are perfectly made? I placed this in your path because I knew that it was for you. I equipped and I qualified you, but yet here we are setting these unrealistic standards for ourselves and then feeling that constant need to hit them. We're constantly comparing ourselves to others, especially in terms of success and achievements. Why can't I be like them? Well, you know what, you guys? If you journal, look back on your previous journal entries and look at how far you have come, because I promise you, and I do promise you, and I don't break my promises, you guys. If you look back, you're going to look at those and just realize how far you've come. The things that you prayed about, you wished for, and you desired are now slowly you're starting to get those fruits in your life. You're starting to see it. I mean, when I look back at my journal entries from like 2017, it's like, oh my gosh, I have grown so far. I am so grateful that I overcame that fear of making the mistake of failing. I am so grateful that I overcame that decision paralysis, preventing myself from taking those calculated risks and pursuing those new opportunities. I'm so grateful that I, pushed through that imposter syndrome to just, show up as myself with those own God-given abilities. But it's time, you guys, that you realize that you are literally self-sabotaging yourself from seeing the success that you desire, that God has already fulfilled within your life once you start taking those actions. You need to stop heavily relying on that external validation and that sense of worth from others and realize that you are doing the best that you can every single day. And the more that you take action, the more that you push through every single day. Just compete with yourself yesterday. Compete with who you were yesterday and the choices that you made yesterday. And realize that every single day you are getting closer and closer and closer to who you desire to be, who God wants you to become. The woman that you look into the future, like 10 years from now, and go, every single day, I'm making a choice to become that person, to become that woman, to become that man who I know I have a few men that listen to this podcast. So sorry, guys, to those men and women. I gotta get used to that. There's a few guys on here now. But I just want you to know that I'm proud of you and that where you are in that self-doubt journey, I just want you to know that the more that you continue to thrive to build that confidence and you trust in who you are and who God created you to be, you're gonna continue to build that unwavering faith and confidence within yourself. And there's nothing that is going to stop you. You are gonna become an unstoppable force. That self-doubt that made it challenging to handle criticism, you're suddenly gonna be able to handle it constructively. You're gonna be able to use that as feedback to improve and grow. You're no longer going to allow it to hinder your ability to adapt and evolve into who God created you to become, to be, who you are today, who you are tomorrow, who you are in the future. You're going to bounce back from failures to setbacks, and you're going to just thrive in 2024. You're going to persevere in that face of adversity. You can do this. You can do this. You're no longer going to be plagued by that self-doubt and struggling to inspire and motivate your team members, to inspire your clients, to pursue that further growth in your business performance. You're going 2024 is the year, you guys. 2024 is the year that we make it work, that we push through, and we continue to just remove that self-doubt that we may have had, that we continue to push through and pursue those new opportunities, and we start to open our eyes to those new opportunities. There's opportunities that are constantly being pushed in front of us, and we are so blind to them that we don't realize they're right there in front of us, screaming at us to open those doors. So I pray that those doors that are meant for you continue to stay open, and the doors that are not meant for you, I pray that they close. And I pray that your eyes be open so that you can see that and you can continue to thrive this year. So I love you guys. God bless you. And I hope that this episode helped you. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I pray it brought blessings and inspiration to your day and in your business. If you enjoyed the podcast, I would be grateful if you could take a moment to share your thoughts with a review on iTunes. Your reviews uplift my spirit and help others discover this faith-centered community. Until our next episode, may you continue to be surrounded by grace and inspiration, and I pray for blessings to you on your journey. See you around!